Oh my fucking God.
You have to do it over Wi-Fi. You ready?
Totally.
It's not working.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
everybody needs a little time away.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hi, this is Bill.
No.
I just
Welcome to the Foul Monkeys, where we fuck everything
up. I was
up.
Looking at my phone, and you just
I'm only the producer.
You just started pointing at me.
Don't give me too much responsibility.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James Leroy. And you know Bill's here.
Right.
Fuck you all.
Today's Thursday, June 23rd, 2011. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about Pride 48.
Pride 48. Let's do this.
Pride 48, you guys, September 16th through the 18th. We have been told that the host hotel for our event is the Luxor.
Luxor.
You can go to pride48.com to find out more information, or you can go to bigfattyonline.com. There's a link for you to use for Twitter.
Yes.
That you can get discounted room rates. And if you use that link, we also earn some kind of points.
Point system to
Earn a free room, yeah. Which would, I guess, is going to be the room that we do all of our podcasting in.
Sweet.
So I thought it was going to be kind of like an audience thing, but I guess not. So but there's going to be a lot of people there.
So are they going to have like two stations where, since we're going to have like a continual feed each time, and so...
Well,
like they'll have like one person set up, and then like the other person will be recording.
No, because not everyone that's going to be on Pride 48 is going to be in Vegas. You have to remember there's people around the world.
True.
There's people around the world doing it. So, which we're going to be in Vegas, so that probably means we will not sleep at all.
And we'll be drunk on the show.
We are going to be drunk, y'all. I guarantee it. So,
you do a Foul Monkey wine tasting.
Oh, God, no.
Foul Monkey
that was
shots.
A disaster. I don't want to do that.
You did it before?
Well, no, when we went to the wine tasting, remember?
Oh, God. Oh,
oh that.
Well, that was different.
I was a hot mess, is what I was. Did we talk about that on the show?
Yeah.
Oh. But it's going to be in Vegas. So far, I think Big Fatty said there's 16 rooms booked. There's people sharing rooms, of course. But the more people we can get there, I think the more awesome this is going to be. And the more awesome it is, the better it's going to happen next year, I believe. So,
go.
I don't, there's more details.
And you can meet James.
I don't know too much about it.
And
you can
Bill.
Meet James. You can find out who James is.
Yeah.
We may
but
have
before
a surprise
you find
for
out,
you that
you
weekend.
You have to find out, or you have to sign a waiver.
No pictures.
No pictures.
I'll but that might too. Be what we've discussed, what may happen that weekend, though.
Yeah.
Right. So, you guys
might
make
be,
sure
there
you
might be a big announcement.
There might be a big announcement. Make sure you guys go to make sure you book a room.
Do
if
it.
You can get there, go because I think it would be awesome to meet a bunch of people.
Yeah,
that I've never seen. Of course, there's some people that I know that I've seen before, but I want to meet a bunch of listeners.
Drummer Six.
Oh,
Drummer Six, go!
I'm calling him.
There's a babysitter.
It is not that far.
I'm like, you know what? We need a fourth person for our room. And guess whose bed's open.
Bills.
Wait, what?
You would. He probably would be like, oh, you're going to turn me. Fuck you, Bill.
I get all the messages on Scrap. I hate my boyfriend.
So,
hey, did you see my hat?
Nebraska.
Yeah.
But actually, the rooms are pretty cheap. The lowest room that they have for that weekend is $104 a night. So I think that's pretty cheap for Vegas, right?
Can be.
And if I mean, I went on to Priceline and Orbitz, and they were going for $130. So that's we must be getting some kind of discount. Just we'll tell you more information as we know, and just try to plan for it. I think it would be great to meet everybody, and for everybody to.
We are planning to go like Thursday night and arrive there that night, and then come and leave on Sunday. Is that right?
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Which the event ends
I
at
got
six.
Shit to do.
the event ends at 6.
On Sunday?
Yeah. So I don't know what time we'll be leaving.
So why can't y'all take Monday off?
I probably could, but he may be doing
school or something. Yeah.
Yeah, what's one day of classes?
But are you going to...
I might be missing other ones, according to some other people, too. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
There's other trips that have been requested of me.
Well, the podcast comes first.
It has been talked about first, so yes.
That's what I thought.
The other... Never
bitch
mind.
I don't care who you're going to go see. Chats. Ginger. Get it right. Ginger bitch tits.
Ginger bitch tits.
Oh, so, today I said something about... I forget what I said, and Bill was like, what are you saying?
I was in the shower. I'm like, did you say...
You're seeing your ginger bear?
You're seeing your ginger bear?
And I go, well, I am recording with Ricky tonight. I don't remember what I said, though.
Be scared. That's all I got to say.
My boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
My other boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. We got a good triad going on.
Heck yeah, we do.
We do?
We are non-sexual life triad partners.
Who happen to live on opposite sides
right,
of town.
Right, exactly. And we only see each other pretty much once a week. Yeah.
No, we're
non-sexual life partner triad.
Our triad.
You're separate. You're different. You're my non-sexual female life partner. Okay. She's happy. Okay.
I think that's the title of our show.
Oh. He said he's going to buy me a drink.
Who?
Casey in Denver.
Oh. What about me, Casey?
Sorry. You're new. New people don't get things. Womp, womp. How come there's nothing on the second part of the show? Here we go.
Here we go.
So are we going to go right into iTunes reviews?
Why not? Let's read
it. Guys, we have a contest going on where you leave a iTunes review for us. You can update your old one, or you can leave us a new one, and then you'll receive a $25 gift card to wherever you would like, just as long as we can get it here in Chicago.
Did you hear that?
I kind of sounded like a Chicago person.
Well, you got to be careful about the Chicago downtown.
Oh, you know, Chicago. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, you get beat up and killed.
So our first one I'm going to read, this is from Melinda, the lovely lady that called in was talking about how she gets rid of her her blood. When she's bleeding.
I want to be in that hole.
I still don't think it was the Dr. Claw voice.
I know, but it's funnier. It's creepier.
She left us a 5-star review. Melinda will also be in Vegas. So that's going to be fun. We'll get to meet her.
Bring your tampons.
Bring your shovels. Ooh. There's sand there. Maybe we can make a pretty like red glass thing. Ooh. You know, we'll just melt the sand into glass with her blood in it. It'll be forever there. It'll be like those bugs in the amber from like dinosaur ages.
And then they can extract it and make
Melinda's.
This is getting gross.
This is an extinct animal that would bleed for 5 days and not die. It was a Melinda.
Scientific name? Melinda's. Melinda Stearns.
So she says, I've been listening to this podcast for a couple of years and a couple of co-hosts, and all of them were great. Julian and Nicole. Ricky and the new co-host, James Leroy, are wonderful together. Sometimes funny, sometimes sweet, sometimes naughty, and always good.
Mm-hmm, girl. Mm-hmm. I think she should win the gift card.
Tell her something in your sexy voice. Not Dr. Claw.
My deep sensual voice. I don't know.
Like your blowjob voice.
My blowjob voice.
Bill can do it. Tell her something in a really nice voice.
What should I say?
Just talk sweet nothings to her.
She'd be like, yeah, baby.
Hey,
that's what I thought.
Sup, Melinda? What's going on?
Hey, baby. I've been thinking about you all day. Are you tired? Because you've been running through my mind all the time.
I want to get my red wings.
Period.
Melinda, you've been placed into the pile.
Yeah.
Not the bloody pile, though. No.
No.
Next. You can say this person's name, I guess. Or just don't say their name. Just read it.
Let's have Bill read it.
But don't read the person's name.
Ooh, that was my microphone.
This is a 5-star review from someone. Florida's loss is Chicago's game.
Hell yeah, it is.
Ricky has reinvented FM yet again, moving the show to a new city with a new host. Ricky discusses being the new girl in the big city and his great chemistry with James LeRoy. Longtime listeners get the same lovable scamp on a new stage. It's like when the facts of life moved out of the dorms and then into the apartments with Mrs. Garrett. Though, I think that makes James Tootie. Yeah, because, you know, you're
I'm black.
Ish.
I'm Blake-ish.
Ish. Give them a listen. You won't be sorry.
Aww, thank you.
Yay. I like Tootie.
I like that one. You like Tootie? Are you going to be on roller skates?
I'll be Tootie for Halloween.
I think that might get you murdered on the street if you do blackface.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think that would be appropriate.
Somebody else, it was really funny. So, who's helping me with my costume this year?
Mm-hmm.
The drag queen. Her and somebody else are going to go as the mom and daughter on Hairspray.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Are they fat?
They are.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, look who I'm talking to. Yes. All your friends are fat.
Yes, that's why I had a difficult time trying to find somebody to help me move.
There is no friend. There is no... he doesn't have to say, oh, I don't have ugly friends. He says, oh, I don't have skinny friends.
Yeah, no, ours bear pride. It's, I loved it when people are like, I've never had a chaser friend before, because the chasers and chasers, I guess, can't
right.
be friends.
No, they can't not be friends. Yeah. That is illegal.
It's like negative on negative. It doesn't work. It's like a magnet.
I think you have one more review.
You're taking my fat ass man.
What?
Oh, this is a picture that I took of somebody on the bus today.
Oh.
Oh,
damn.
Hi, Jay.
I know, right? He's over in Glenview somewhere.
Damn, girl.
Who's
that last review from?
Oh. But weren't we saying something before that?
Yeah, we were talking about my fat friends.
Your fat friends.
Oh, they're going to go as a...
the mother-daughter
from... The mother-daughter from Hairspray. What's the daughter's name?
Tracy.
Tracy Turnblatt. And then his friend that's from Austin, he's coming up from here, and he's going to be Link. And then I said,
I don't know who these
go.
Characters are. I've never seen that movie, so I don't know.
Well, then anyway, for listeners who have seen the movie, and then I go, I can go as Penny, and I go, and then Bill can be my what's his name, Seaweed, but he's black, and I'm like, Bill can just be blackface. It's a joke. It's a joke.
I don't like that joke.
Mm-hmm. Speaking about jokes,
I don't like racial jokes.
Aren't you racist assholes anyway, according to the website?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Y'all, somebody left a comment on the website that, and I actually had to approve the comment, which I let it through. I'm like, whatever. But I did email that person.
On the website?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Which they left an email address. I emailed them. They did not email me back. So. That's their problem.
Rude.
Do
you know who this is?
No, I do not.
So it could be a fake email?
It could be. It didn't come back, though, so...
You just tell all your listeners
you
who it
people
is.
Are so fucking racist, is what they said.
Aww.
It's Raiden150. I don't know who that is.
That's very sweet of you.
I emailed them, though, and said, you know, obviously you haven't listened to older shows to find out that we are not, in fact, racist.
We just tell it how it is.
Not even that
rude.
But you know, I'm sorry that you felt that way, and if you'd like to talk about it, email me.
Yeah.
That's how I handle things.
I think all your listeners should email him too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his email doesn't show up here. It only showed up for me.
Oh, damn.
Because I think it's the only way you can leave a comment. But it didn't come back, so it went somewhere.
One
so
last
else?
Review.
Oh yeah,
that was. By the way, that was on our last the last recording, the dumb bus riders recording.
Right.
What did we talk about on that? That was
I
so
think
racist.
They did not like your comment about when I said
black
CTA worker, and you go,
you mean CTA worker?
Yeah.
Well, that's
I guess that's
not
what it is.
Racist. I honestly, like I told you, I have never been on a bus or a train here that was driven by anyone that wasn't African American.
Right.
You said
I would say 80%.
They're all minorities.
Yeah.
People 80%. Driving the buses in the
that's not negative or positive.
No.
It's just a
well here's my racist part. Well maybe if you had an education.
Oh
no, they get paid $35 an hour.
Yeah.
They get
that's what
crazy
they start out. $35. That's what they start out.
Their lives are in your hand. They can run you over.
No. They can run you over, and they can kill you by being in the bus. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They go fast sometimes, and it's really scary.
I feel like I'm on Speed, like the movie Speed with Sandra Bullock. And,
Speed yeah. 3.
No, they did make a Speed 3.
Speed 4.
Speed 3 was a speedboat.
Yeah.
No, I thought that was the first one.
No, that's
Buzz. The second one was a boat.
Oh, what was the fucking third one?
I don't think there was a third one.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
That's what you get for trying to be right all the time.
Yeah, because the second one was awful.
Oh, yeah, the first one wasn't that great. we have one more. Do you want to read it?
Addictive. This show is like chicken dipped in cocaine batter, deep fried to perfection. Who's the person?
You fucked that all up.
This show is like chicken dipped in cocaine batter, deep fried to perfection.
I love that review because it has fried and chicken in it.
And deep.
and that too. And perfection, because we are perfection.
And like,
we are podcast perfection
and 5 stars.
I don't know who that is, but I really wish you would email us and let us know who you are, where you're from, CBS, how long you've been listening, all that great stuff. If you leave us a review, email us, and if
yeah, because we can't put you into the
drawing. I mean, we go and check it, but
well, we can
because we know that we need to do that. But if you're a new listener, I want to know more about you, so I need you to email me and let me know who you are, where you're from,
hey,
how you heard about us.
If you're single.
If you're single and you like kind of thicker boys that are red bearded.
Or black boys like me.
With big old uncut souls.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Have I told that joke here?
The lesbian one? Yeah.
It's a good one. Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Speaking about jokes.
That's great.
Are you going to tell a dead baby joke? I want to hear one.
Yeah. What's funnier than a dead baby?
What?
A dead baby in a clown costume.
Is there a better one?
That wasn't funny.
Is there a better one?
How do you get 20 dead babies into a trash can?
Oh.
You blend them up. How do you get them out?
Oh. Nachos.
Ugh.
What?
That's just...
Ew. Wait, that doesn't even make sense.
Because you grind them up to put them in the trash can, and then how do you get rid of them? You put them on top of nachos.
You get it? No, you scoop them out with nachos.
Ew!
That's
nasty. That's not even funny. Yeah, I thought it was going to be like an abortion joke, and I thought I would laugh, but that's gross. So don't tell them anymore.
How do you know when a baby is a dead baby?
I don't.
The dogs play with it more. Though the one that I feel like is, I used to have a friend in San Diego who would always find these really, really bad ones. The one that I feel is like, it's
too
just,
far.
It's not necessarily too far, but it's like, oh man, it's like, what's it sound like when a dead baby's in a blender? I don't know. I was too busy masturbating.
Ew.
Okay. See, now that one was gross and kind of funny.
Which one was gross? Masturbating? Was the masturbating the gross part? Or the grinding of the baby?
The grinding of the baby.
The
masturbation made it funny.
Shit.
My favorite quote from Girls Will Be Girls is, I've had more children pulled out of me than a burning orphanage.
That's a good one.
So we have a subject from
what is it?
Snurble, whose name is that's his name on Twitter.
Snurble.
And he wants to know. I'll read it. Let's see here. Oh, I like that he gave us his scruff name.
Yeah, I know. That's
he
awesome.
Must have some. He must have some naughty pictures on there.
It's
or something.
Too bad you can't search by name.
But I know where he lives. We can look by area.
There you go.
He goes, here's something to talk about. How about Commando Friday? Fridays or Commando Friday, do any of the Foul Monkeys cast participate? At our office, Fridays are jeans day. Jeans are good for Commando Fridays. Does anyone wear khakis while going commando? Any pee drip issues? What if you wear dress pants? Oh, no. Who gets hard walking down the hallway during Commando Fridays? I do. It takes some willpower to avoid embarrassing situations. I'm especially horny coming home on Commando Fridays.
Damn, Snurble.
So tomorrow, he's going to be really fucking horny because we're about to tell him our Commando issues.
I can't do it ever.
But you're supposed to lie.
I can't do it at work.
I can't even sleep naked. It's too much freedom.
What?
No. No.
It's really funny. Things like, there was one night when he was really drunk and he's like, I'm going to bed, and he strips completely naked. I'm like, oh. Oh, okay. And then in the middle of the night I see him wake up. He's like, can't do this. And he goes to his underwear.
I was even drunk and couldn't take it.
It was funny.
That's what she said.
Open your mouth.
Open your mouth. Huzzah.
I have gone commando before at work. And I've gone commando other places. I probably don't do it so much now, but I did have an issue of one day I was at work and I was commando in my khaki pants. And I was having a sexting
time.
And let's just say that it wasn't pee that was on my pants. I had a little dribbles going on, which was embarrassing.
You're producing a little
protein.
Yeah, it was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, protein shake.
So I've done that before. I've never had really pee issues before. I never had pee trip.
See,
I shake it enough. Are you a wiper? Do you wipe it off like with tissue? I've seen guys do that before.
The pre-cum?
No.
No, pee.
Pee.
Like a woman.
No.
I've seen guys like pee and then they go like, they'll go to the stall, get toilet paper and then pee and then wipe it off. Like at the stall.
No. You
might as well just go in the stall.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I work from home. So I work in my...
He works with pants off.
I work in my...
Yeah, he doesn't need to be worrying about commando.
Well, whenever your pants off, there still has to be a towel down.
Yes, there should be.
There should always be. I don't care if it's your own chair. That is not some business I want to be adding on top of every day that I go to work. No, but I work in my underwear. I sleep in my underwear, no shirt. And then I usually roll out of bed. Mm-hmm. And I work in said clothes until I shower around 11. So I'm usually in my briefs.
Mm-hmm.
Managing my 16 some people.
Why, you manage yourself?
Sometimes.
And
I've been managed.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, it caused me to wheeze a little bit. I don't sleep in underwear, but I usually sleep in shorts. So I kind of sleep commando.
I can't sleep in anything more than maybe my wife beater.
Ooh, I cannot wear a shirt. No, I feel like I'm suffocating.
Most. Well, that'd be at the absolute most if I'm freezing.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't because I feel like I would be choking the mm-hmm. whole time. When I've gone camping, I've worn a hoodie that I've cut down the center where mm-hmm. the drawstrings come together. But that's about it.
No, I would still be in my underwear while camping with right. just a couple extra blankets. Because right. I love to sleep cold.
Oh, I do. But this was like there were no blankets.
Oh, well, that's
situation.
Well,
that was pretty one much thing, bad planning.
One thing that I cannot wear to bed.
No, it rained.
Y'all, we're about to have a fight. That's bad planning. No, it rained.
Don't be judging if you
wait, weren't you in a tent?
Wait.
Weren't you camping in a tent?
Yeah, maybe.
That sounds like a trick that was out in the woods and it just started to storm real bad. That's what that sounds like to me.
It wasn't in the woods.
A rest stop.
It was with my family. We were in our pop-up and the pop-up had a leak. Inside, and we were able
pop-up
to
video.
It's bad when your pop-ups have leaks. By the way, they're bringing that back.
Yeah, on VH1. I can't wait. One thing that I can't wear to bed is socks.
No, my God. My feet have to be outside of the covers.
Thank you. And sometimes my feet even have to be hanging off the bed. Like,
me
I'll
too.
Go down
when
far
I'm,
enough.
When I'm on wait. My stomach or my face, I have to have my feet dangle at the end.
I'm too short.
Wait. Do you guys actually have a bed long enough to do that? Like, that
we
doesn't
have a
have
bed.
To...
I have a bed. Queen I had bed. A bed. That was my bed.
Is that the one that was in your other apartment?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had to sanitize it. Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm like, one of our first purchases needs to be a new bed.
I don't fucking care because I've been sleeping on a fucking IKEA futon trundle couch for a year.
He doesn't care enough.
The fact
that
it's a bed,
side.
I'm like, oh.
Wait, the side he sleeps on was the other half side?
Gross. Yeah.
Couldn't you flip it or made it a different
one? No, you can't flip it because it's pillow top.
It's a pillow top.
It's not pillow top on both sides?
No, not this one.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got some Lysol.
Yeah, we did.
We talked about putting one of those hypoallergenic covers on anyway.
Yeah. So that y'all can play water sports against each other and stuff?
I didn't say plastic.
No, not a plastic cover.
So y'all can do water sports?
No.
That's shower because we now have doors.
Touché. There can be some sprayage going on now.
Ooh.
Spray.
And it doesn't have to be just urine.
They're glass doors, too.
They are.
Those are hard to clean sometimes.
Oh, my God. Tell me about it. I spent like an hour cleaning them today.
Let's see. What else we got to talk about here? Josh L. wants to talk about the ban in San Francisco for circumcisions.
The proposed ban.
I think that's good. I think it should
be. Did I tell you why or the reason why I'm not?
Probably because you were born and raised in Nebraska. And if they did do it, they probably did it with a corn husk, which probably causes infection. And then they realize that, and they're like, "No, we will not." In
have
Nebraska.
You ever detasseled? Because
you cause
that stuff does
that shit does hurt.
Cut up your hand.
No, okay. Here's what you have to do. You're in the middle of summer. It's like above
97
degrees.
We're gonna have a special
degrees.
Podcast for this. We don't need to learn how to husk corn.
No, it's above 90 degrees. You have to wear pants and a flannel shirt.
I lived on a farm. I know. We had corn.
Right.
It's not husking. It's detasseling.
I don't care.
I do.
Well, that just brought the podcast to a halt.
This is my life.
You know what? We're having creative differences. You're no longer the host.
Are you turning off his mic?
You know, I'll just be loud.
I think that's a good idea myself. I think you should let the person be old enough to make their own decision, and it makes the parents be responsible to actually clean.
Well, that's what my grandma,
the issue,
the grandma, my grandma who raised me, she's like, you know what, we'll let him decide when he's older.
And what are you gonna do? You're keeping that uncut soul, aren't you? Because it's a rarity.
It's built-in lube.
No, that's too far.
What?
That was way too far.
How is that too far?
It's just...
We've been talking about maraschino cherry periods.
Too far. No, that's just too far.
You know you want to dock with them.
You want to dock? Let's go.
I don't think that's very funny because I have been outed for that by Nicole.
Havsies.
Outed me
for
because
docking?
I did that with someone. I was so embarrassed.
Really?
Because she told people that you did it?
She told... On the podcast, a live show, when the show that I was not on, the only show I was not on was a live show, and she told people live.
That's the kind of shit you should tell live.
Yeah.
I was like, Nicole, we'll tell you later. Cause
Ricky docked.
No, look it on Urban Dictionary. It's called docking.
Look up docking.
If you didn't hear that, Lauren was like...
It didn't really
it's
do
not
anything
really
for me. It's just sticking two penises together.
I don't know what ooh
and
about
covering
it,
them up
with foreskin.
Yeah. Because, you know, I kind of have a half seas anyway. Half there, half not kind of thing.
You do?
Lauren, what's it look like?
Let's just
it's
move
like
to,
this, Lauren. You have the head, and then it's just like, it's like
articles.
A nice turtleneck.
Lauren really wants to know.
News articles. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. What do you guys think?
I think everything should be a choice when it comes to things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the parents' choice.
You guys, what? Chicago?
It should be the...
It should be the parents' choice to be able to decide if they get circumcised or not, or to decide
I
to
think,
let them.
I think... First, but then I also agree that it's good to maybe to let a person make their own decision. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I think there's also a lot of hospitals and places that don't let parents decide sometimes. Like, you have to physically say, don't do this.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but the thing is they charge them to do it. So they're having a choice.
Well,
you have to sign.
That's
to
what
pay
happens
for it.
Is they do it, and then they charge you. They don't even
oh, no.
request.
Now they have it where you pay before it's done.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You are all knowledgeable about that.
I know,
shit.
Because I have 5 nephews.
Oh, that's true.
So,
Ricky,
I've got some friends.
You sure got some big old boobies.
Uncle Ricky, why is your butt quack not wearing heels?
Funny.
He didn't say anything to me this year, so I guess I lost enough weight for him not to say anything.
Or his mama smacked him so hard and he knows better.
No,
now.
Because she laughed her ass off when he said it. We're going to do just a few news things here.
Okay.
You guys, Chicago has been picked to host the NATO G8 summit next spring.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
This article says it usually brings about 35,000 protesters.
I say, because there's going to be a whole lot of fucking protesters.
Right. Yep.
From all over
where's
the
it
world.
Gonna be? Where's it going to be located? Have they decided
I doubt if they've said that yet.
That'll be some good militant out-of-towner sex you could have, though. There might
You're
be a little.
Right.
It might be a little musky, because they're, you know, a little hippy-dippy, but who knows?
Maybe. That's some. But we kind of already have that here. It's probably just going to be all of our hipsters get together.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Even
people
worse.
From all over the world will
all,
be here.
Like worldly hipsters?
Yeah.
The ones that are well-traveled.
Y'all, who knows in Spanish what the word is for hipster? I want to know.
Let's look it up on my iPhone.
It's probably
app.
Hipstero.
Hipstero. Hipstero.
But this is going to be exciting in the spring next year. We should probably go down
away.
To the basement and record from there. So, there's... Oh, okay. NATO and the G8 summit are together at one time. It says it's the first time since 1977 in London. That's the year I was born.
It doesn't have a word for it.
Well, I'm sure there's a slang word for it.
Douche.
Drummer sticks. I know you got the word. Let me know. And call me.
Call me.
I don't know if there's anything else in here we really want to read. This is really... You want to talk about the smell-o-vision?
I didn't read the article.
Of smell-o-vision?
No, I didn't read the article at all, though.
Are the horoscopes any good, or are they not good?
I was going to read them.
What? Tell me about the smell-o-vision.
So, the smell-o-vision, there's a company that wants to install small machines into phones and TVs that would allow you to smell what you're watching. Let's see... Katy Perry had great success with the idea during her cotton candy scented California Dreams tour, but we think the results could get a bit, well, smelly when applied to our favorite shows. And then it tells the different shows that probably don't want to smell.
I like the Vampire Diaries description.
Vampire Diaries smells like blood, guts, and that cologne your high school crush wore that drove you crazy, Hugo Boss. We're going to read these.
That'd Let's be fun.
I'll read two, and then you guys can read two.
Yeah.
Are you going to start at the beginning so it's easier?
Game of Thrones. Smells like large pelts of fur, combat swords, dank castles, and dragons.
Dank.
Verdict. Sniff away. Do you know what dragons smell? Do you know what dragons smell like? Neither do we. But we're excited to find out.
Ooh, damn.
And then you can read the next two.
Ooh, The Bachelor smells like cheap, cheap roses and even cheaper platform heels. The Verdict. Hold your nose. The only thing that smells worse is another spinoff.
Oh.
And then
I'm going to skip down because I want to read Glee really badly.
Oh, okay.
Glee Rude. Smells like Teen Spirit, a combo platter of hormones, bubblegum, and that strange scent in the choir room that just won't go away. Verdict. Hold your nose. There's more than one reason we're glad high school's over.
I do remember that during high school, it just was that weird, funky smell. Modern Family. Stinky kitchens, bourbon, baby powder, and probably fireworks. Verdict? Sniff away. Phil Dunphy's wacky antics could only be enhanced by the smell of him falling down the stairs. That got cut off. Well, let's do Cougar Town. Wine, Axe body spray, used wine glasses, and morning wine breath. Verdict?
Oh, that's a Thursday night and a Friday morning for us sometimes.
pretty much. Or an
Less
Easter.
Less Axe spray.
Or Easter. An Easter.
Less Axe spray.
Right. Verdict. Hold your nose. We're already not huge fans for our own months after... Wait. From our own mouths after a night of too much wine.
Did you read Modern Family?
Yeah. You were busy showing Bill something.
Yeah. Is there another one left?
There's Community and Gossip Girl. Community was cut off. That's why I didn't know.
Gossip Girl smells like money, pills, booze, and Versace. Verdict. Sniff away. This is probably the closest any of us will come to being super rich anyway.
Hmm.
Well, that was funny. That's not as funny as I thought it could be.
No, no.
Should we read our horoscopes for the red eye? Or yeah, should we save this? Or...
No, we can read it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I like the, I want to get that tattoo. I think that looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
So should we read our own or should we read each other's?
Let's read each other's.
Oh.
Does that mean I have to make the decision?
Yes.
I'm an Aries. I'm an Aries, Aries with the Scorpio rising.
Aries. The summer summer solstice is making you lustier than ever. If you're single, you'll be on the prowl.
No.
Head for a nightclub, a coffee house, or a book signing.
Bitch doesn't need to be on the prowl. The fucking scruff is blowing up over here.
Right.
No.
What?
Oh, dude, no one ever messages me. I just changed the picture today and everybody's messaging me because I'm so fucking cute.
No, he's
a fucking horoscope. And who are you, Chunky?
Oh, hey, what?
Chunky.
If you're going to give me low blows, I'm giving him low blows back.
Pisces.
He's a fishy.
Come on, fishy. Come on, fishy. Let's see. The sun is encouraging you to connect at a deeper level with your lover.
Oh.
Don't just talk about the weather or those, or those YouTube videos featuring funny cats. Yeah, talking to your hand. Explore risk territories such as politics, conspiracies, and spirituality.
I guess I'll read my own.
Oh yeah.
Way to
that
go.
That didn't work.
Way to go, dumbasses.
Yeah, I should have read his.
Yes.
He could have read yours.
Exactly.
I want to read yours then.
No.
Let me read yours.
No, I'm going to read my own. Scorpio. An emotional sun is pulling you into a deep, intense
Scorpios
place.
Scorpios are like that. They're just like that.
You're thinking about one who got away. The one you thought was the love of your life. Keep wondering.
Keep wondering because you're not together for a reason.
Keep wondering because he sleeps on the same bed.
Obviously. And scruffs with other people.
Oh, my.
Oh, don't be talking growler, bitch.
I know. I was going to say, James, growler. Do you really want to open this can of worms?
It's been
do
opened.
Do you really?
Growler. It's he is the opened. Growler king.
And scruff.
No, I don't even get on scruff at all.
And neither do I until today, and all of a sudden I'm getting shit for it.
Because you changed your picture to a cute picture.
Yeah.
I saw it already. I saw it in the kitchen when I went to go get something to drink. I wanted to see why they were messaging you. And I was like, oh, new fucking picture with my big old cute-ass grin.
I Rude. Smile a lot. Maybe you should try it.
Give us a call.
Oh, wait. This is 40 Peter, minutes. Peter, go. Whoa, it's 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Did you ever,
should we talk about Pride really
Yeah,
quick?
Let's talk about Pride. Well, no, we'll save it for...
Oh, we'll talk about what happened at Pride.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Is that it? Reviews? Pride 48?
Dead babies? Bando Fridays?
I think people need to be sending you some nasty links for you.
Oh yeah. Tell them the idea.
Well, since we had
our
so
producer,
much... yeah,
Bill...
Since you had so much fun, or we had so much fun, with looking up the Diva Cup and then accidentally finding that beautifulcervix.com or whatever, I think that the listeners should send you in disgusting links that you have to wait to open up live on the air when
you
record.
You have to hide the link.
Well, that's only... if you send it to... If Ricky it, gets it, you have
if Ricky
to hide
gets it, he's gonna read it right then and there. But if I get it, if you send it to jamesleroyfm@gmail.com, I promise that it won't get looked
but
at.
But I think it would be
the show.
Funny as fuck to watch Ricky click a link and see some big scary C-section or something. Some alien baby being pulled out of some mama's tummy or something.
Alien baby is probably born out of their head or something like that because they're alien. Right.
True, but in that one movie it came out with chest, you know. Yeah. Hello my baby. Hello my Well, that's Spaceballs.
That's Spaceballs.
Hello my honey. Hello my ragtime.
Yeah.
I love that he's doing hands.
Send me a kiss by wire.
One of my baby, favorite lines my from that movie is keep combing the desert, and he's like, have you found anything? And the guys are like, no, we haven't found anything. And then the black guys with the afro pick is they're like, no, we ain't found shit.
I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen Spaceballs?
Oh my god, mm-hmm. We need to watch it. It's so good.
Well, no, it's old. It's from the 80s, right?
Yeah.
I probably have seen it. I just don't remember it.
It's like Star Wars.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Yogurt. I hate yogurt.
When you were singing like that, it reminds me of the song Jeepers Creepers, the movie.
Jeepers Creepers.
How'd you get them peepers?
Jeepers,
that's what it reminds
creepers.
Me of.
Where'd you get those eyes?
out of a hole.
Bloody.
All right, give us a call, 206-984-3685.
Text us at
863-666-0377.
Or you can email us at Rick. foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
I was like,
James Ryan@gmail.com. I couldn't think of it.
Make sure you check out our Tumblr site at foulmonkeys@tumblr.com.
You can like us on our Facebook fan page.
Yes. So, y'all, we have Pride coming up on Sunday.
And we will tell you all about it.
That's probably what our Thursday show will be about. So we will talk with you later. This is Ricky.
This is James Roy.
This is Bill.
Goodbye.